call the Committee on Oversight to order July 30th, 2025 at 1:04 p.m. in the Frankie Sudo Papa Conference Room in person and via Zoom. With that being said, we're going to be moving on to agenda item 2, roll call. Speaker Pro Tempore Moss will now call the roll, please.
Chair Kitch.
Absence unexcused.
Chair Micelli.
Absence unexcused.
Chair Issa.
Present.
Chair Castro?
Present.
Chair Levy?
Present on Zoom.
There we go. Chair Saporito?
Present on Zoom.
Speaker Pro Tempore Moss? Present. Speaker Acklin?
Present.
A quorum is present.
Thank you, Speaker Pro Tempore. And just to be clear, you guys can hear me, right? Can one of you guys speak just so I can hear you, just in case one of you guys talk?
Hello.
Okay, it is working. Great. Alrighty. Thank you for the roll call. We're going to be moving on to agenda item 3, public comment. Any public comment? No public comment at this time. There are no minutes to be approved of at this time, so with that being said, we're going to be moving on to reports, skipping past ASA and Budget and Finance. We're going to be starting with the Committee on Democratic and Civic Engagement, Senator Issa.
Hello, everyone. So the Committee on DCE has been pretty busy recently. Senator Moore and I have been collaborating with Kathy Castro at the CSC to set up the big event. I've explained this hundreds of times, but just to go over it again, we're collaborating with various on and off campus organizations on campus to set up a big day of service where freshman students in particular volunteer around and on and off campus just to get new students acquainted with different organizations and also to begin that volunteerism streak that they'll carry on throughout the rest of their lives. I've also been working with Senator Evans and also Senator McAndrews, who was not in the committee, but she wanted to collaborate on this project, on establishing the ASU1 Senate to Student Forum campus page. We've been in discussions about that, and I'll have more to report on that as the project goes on. Additionally, all of our members of the committee have been meeting with their liaison positions. We had our meeting just 1 hour ago at 12 p.m., and everyone, well, not everyone, but most senators gave a report. Thank you, Senator Castro, for giving a very detailed report, as always. And we've also been collaborating with Kathy again on getting Constitution Day up and going. I've been in contact with Senator Catherine Cortez Masters' office, and I'm proud to say that we've delivered 500 pocket constitutions from their Washington, D.C. office over to the CSE, and that's ready to be handed out on Constitution Day. And there's also a Constitution Day committee event or committee meeting that's going to be at 2:30 today. Senator Moore will be attending on my behalf. And so that's all for the report.
Thank you for your report. Does anybody have any points of discussion or comments? Any on Zoom? Alrighty. Moving past that, moving on to the Committee of IDEA, Senator Castro.
Right now we're doing good. We have a meeting tomorrow, and unfortunately is in contact with the, Budget and Finance meeting, but we only have one member who has conflict with that, which is Gracie Andrews. Her absence will be totally excused in that regard. We've been working with the Department of IDEA. Specifically, they have this packet they want to distribute, which is full of social justice ideas and issues that students can get involved with. We want to make a Know Your Rights card that can be put into that packet as well for all students to use. Also, projects such as their events that they want to go on with. They're interested in our involvement in Northern Nevada Pride. And then they're also interested in multicultural events coming up for freshman students to attend once we get into the new swing in September. And then also, we're having a little bit of an issue with liaison contact. Every other person who has appointed liaison has been regularly meeting with their liaisons. The issue is more so two members of my committee who have been absent, as mentioned in the attendance that you view. And we're having an issue with the appointment of liaison positions evenly because of that. The last two meetings have been missed by those people, so we haven't been able to actually give them liaison positions. And therefore, we have two people who have, now with the newest bill that we just passed in the Senate, I'm curious as to how we need to go about treating these liaison positions.
And those were Atkinson and
Miller.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Other than that, it's been great with everyone else with their liaisons.
Okay, good. Skipping past government operations, since that seat is vacant, we're going to be moving on to Committee of SSW, Senator Levy.
Hey, hello, everyone. I hope your summer's been good and everyone is getting ready to go back to school. As for reports, SSW has been diligent about attending the summer meetings. All of the members have attended, so I'm really proud about that. We are currently working on our committee-specific event during Safety Week. I've talked about it during our past Senate meetings, and I'll talk about it again today. The committee has decided to do a resource fair with the liaisons from SSW. We will be asking to use some of the Senate funds for this event to take off the responsibility from the Departments of Wellness and Sustainability. Due to the, I'm so sad about it, but due to Chair Terry's departure from Senate, we will likely be doing a smaller event instead of the resource fair since it was his idea to kind of do it. So we will probably be doing a event with like one or two of the liaisons from SSW, and then we will be looking to replace Senator Terry, unfortunately. But yeah, that's pretty much everything that's going on with SSW. If anyone is looking to collaborate with SSW on Safety Week, we're more than willing to do that. As we approach Safety Week, we'll be talking more about, like, in more detail how senators can contribute, and our committee is always open to accepting volunteers. So yeah, that's it.
Cool. So anyway, does anybody have any questions or points of concerns, comments, anything like that in regards to Senator Levy's report? Okay. Moving past that, we're going to be moving to the Special Committee on Food Security, Senator Saporito.
Hello, everyone. Today we're holding a meeting in the PCR and assigning liaison positions today at 2:30 p.m. We're staying in contact with ASU and departments and organizations such as PAC Visions and Sustainability. Also creating connections off of campus as well. Specifically, we've gotten in contact with the executive director of FISH, Jim Peckham. I made a really good first impression. The director of the nonprofit is heavily interested in assisting the student government, and he would like to issue a tour of the facilities to the special committee once the school year actually starts. So we're gonna be working on that, seeing what dates work, transportation, small issues like that, and currently working on a piece with Senator Issa issuing not only the liaison positions, but more necessarily the transparency of the goals and aspirations of the special committee, getting in contact with Senator Lotelli, hopefully sometime this week to discuss the piece and put on the table.
Sounds good. Any points of discussion, comments, concerns, anything like that? Okay. Moving down to the parliamentarian Issa.
Not much to report on my end. I'm continuing to go over Senate rules to see if there's anything that needs to be updated to align them with common practices, or if there's anything that we practice that's not currently in the Senate rules. I haven't found anything at the moment, but I'll continue to go over that. Still trying to work on creating that Roberts Rules workshop alongside Speaker Ackland. I haven't had much time due to personal things going on in my life to get to that, but I plan to begin that process at the end of this week. So that's about it.
Cool. Yeah, and then in regards to the workshops, in terms of stuff for you guys' colleges, legislation, Robert's Rules, and kind of just a basic Senate workshop, me and Parliamentarian Issa are going to be working on those right before school starts. So all that stuff will be ready and ready to go to make sure that we can hit the ground running in fall and we don't got to worry about making any new presentations or anything like that. So that'll definitely be handled. Moving on to Speaker Pro Tempore Moss.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Hello, everybody. I just have some reportings on the internship and all that amazing stuff. So as of recently, we've been working on the social media post. The little crew I've put together of senators have looked that over and have given it the thumbs up. So we're expecting our post to go up on August 1st. So super exciting. We'll be up there with event programming and clubs and orgs. Just to keep in mind, our application does not close in August like the two aforementioned departments. Ours will close in September, so we have a lot of time to advertise our internship as well. Of course, when you advertise for the internship, and I'll say this at Senate tonight as well, make sure as you are advertising for the legislative internship, you're also giving a nudge to the other departments as well, so that we can all help our freshman students find their home. I've also been working on the mentor-mentee pairing survey so that we can make a good pairing with all of our senators and their interns. So that is being worked on right now. A draft has been finished. I'm looking to cross-reference it with President Ogilbot's questions just to see what we can add and what we can take from the form and what we can do to amplify the the benefit of this form when we get to that point in the internship. Other than that, I've just been working on the syllabus, getting ready to plan some socials for all of you. I've been trying to update the calendar and all that fun stuff. But if you have any questions, feel free to contact me.
Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments at this time? Alrighty. Moving on to myself, I don't know when our next oversight meeting is gonna be. What I'm thinking is we may have one right before school starts, and then 2 weeks after we start school. And how it's gonna work in terms of oversight, I think I'm gonna try to have a meeting twice a month to make sure that we're still following in regards to the SAS, but I'm not having a meeting once a week and everything like that, because I know we all got a lot of stuff going on, but I wanna make sure we still get all of our business we need to get to done, which we will. And in regards, just a refresher, once we start school, we're gonna be going over the points memo. Then I'll read that later to you guys, and then I'm going to read that aloud to the Senate body. And I think I have most of the points updated based on absences and going through minutes and stuff like that. But if you guys haven't, please send me in any absence unexcused for committee members and stuff like that so I can get the points memo updated. I know you said, Senator Levy, your committee's doing good. I know DCE is doing pretty well. The only ones that I can think of off the top of my head would be ASA and IDEA. That are kind of struggling with either quorum or having members be present. So I'm going to talk with Senator Kitch to make sure that's updated and make sure right before we start school that all the points was updated to make sure that everyone is held accountable for the job that they're doing. And then what else? Oh, and then of course too, once we start, we're going to be doing reviewing outreach. And like I said before, we had suspended Senate rules. I said that any outreach you're able to do over the summer, I'm going to let you guys be able to use for your first period of outreach, which is the first 2 weeks. So if you guys did 4 hours for some event during the summer, cool. You got your outreach done for the first 2 weeks. But then after that, it's going to be a clean slate, and you guys will have to conduct new outreach. Other than that, points, outreach. Okay. Moving past agenda item 6, moving on to agenda item 7A, summer check-ins with chairs. We're going to be starting with, who should we start with? Senator Issa, how's your committee doing?
My committee, thank you, Mr. Chairman. My committee is doing phenomenal. For every single meeting we've had so far, we've had 100% of members present, so we have not had a single unexcused absence, just the occasional tardy, but that's about it. Everyone seems to be engaged with their liaison positions, which I'm very happy to hear. And we have a lot of projects coming up. I already talked about the big event, and also we have Constitution Day. And we've also received a list from Kathy Kasher about events that will be held over the fall and spring semesters, and I hope to hit the ground running at the start of the semester and try to see how we can help plan those events as well. The only real issue that we've had is with regards to our liaison with Director Taylor. She has been quite difficult to get a hold of, and so we're hoping to find a way to have an actual meeting alongside Senator Radke, who's the liaison to her position, to have a meeting once Director Taylor is back in Reno, which I believe she said it was August 3rd. Okay. So that's the only real issue we've had. Other than that, we've been doing great.
Okay. Based on, if my memory serves me correctly, is there any updates on the Veterans Luncheon and the Veterans Services update?
The Veterans Luncheon, Senator Moore is planning to meet with them. I believe the date is August 4th. I could be wrong on that, but that's because it's the only date that's available for the directors of Veterans Services. They are out of office for most of summer.
Okay, gotcha. Anything else? Any comments, questions, concerns, points of discussion already? Committee of IDEA.
Like I mentioned in my report earlier, the biggest thing we're having troubles with is the attendance. We reach a quorum every meeting, which is fine, but it's the same
yeah.
people every meeting. And like I mentioned, we have had people who, I think it was, I want to say Atkinson, who has been present to either of our meetings so far, which means, like I mentioned, we're completely in the dark when it comes to her and Miller's liaison position. So Miller does have a liaison position, but there's no concurrent updates because of that. Absence and everything like that. Other than that, we're working pretty good. We're reaching out to the Department of IDEA, like I mentioned. There's talks we want to get a grant going, possibly. We'll be pioneering that legislation. Of course, it'll come through the committee on IDEA and everything like that before it sees you guys really. Other than that, we're just maintaining our liaison positions and contacts, hoping to get onto lots of events for September, upcoming freshmen, everything we can do to maintain that sort of understanding. Yeah.
Cool. Well, sorry about the attendance stuff. I'm gonna try and handle it and make sure that, like I said, points memo is updated and I talk to these senators to make sure that we're all on the same page. Because who knows? Maybe it's they don't even know they're in your committee, which I highly doubt. But I just want to make sure that everyone's going to their meetings, everyone's doing their job, because we are elected, we are paid to be here. And you know, I don't want you guys missing meetings. I don't want you guys to be getting censured, because that would not be fun. Alrighty, moving on to the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness.
My committee is doing really well, as I mentioned. No one has missed any of the meetings without being excused, of course, but even then, there's only like one excused absence. We're honestly heading to a really good direction. I haven't had anyone meet with their liaisons just yet, because I'm hoping to get everyone to have an in-person connection. People have been meeting with their liaisons, but I haven't required it yet. So starting in the fall semester, it's going to be a requirement. So they'll have to prove that they're meeting with their liaisons. But yeah, we're heading in a great direction. I'm really excited for Safety Week. And yeah, that's pretty much it with my committee. We're in a good place.
Alrighty, sounds good. Senator Saporito, do you have a report for your committee? Or not a report, a check-in, I guess you could say, how your committee's doing.
Yeah, the special committee is running pretty well. Attendance has been going really well. There's no unexcused absences or tardies. I think we had one excused absence, but that's still pretty amazing. Finally issuing the liaison position. Super excited about that. Outreach with external organizations has gone really smoothly, actually. I thought reaching out to these people and companies like in Reno and even Carson City, that wouldn't get a response, but waking up and they're texting me saying, let's have a phone call. So we're getting through the roughest part, which is simply reaching out. But yeah, really excited to see where it's going.
Sounds good. Alrighty, and then you guys don't have committees, but is there anything you'd like to say? Alrighty. Moving past agenda item 7A, moving on to agenda item 7B. I'm going to disconnect real quick. Let's see. Cancel. Give me one sec, guys. Okay. Just want to be able to pull up the points memo here. Actually, hold on one sec. It's gonna connect. Hold on. Okay. I move for a two-minute recess through unanimous consent.
So moved.
So I move by Speaker Pro Tempore Moss. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Senator Castro. Is there any dissent? Alrighty, with that being said, we're going to be recessing, and I'll be back at 1:23. I'm just going to go get the points memo and get all that. All right, don't go anywhere.
Gotta go get lunch, guys.
You got 2 minutes.
I'm good.
The state legislature doesn't use Robert's Rules.
I did know that, which is very unfortunate.
But they use Mason's.
Which is so weird.
Yes, they do.
I don't know about your trip. That's so cool.
The United States Senate uses Roberts, I'm pretty sure. Do they or do they use Mason's?
Yeah.
I don't know. You worked for a senator, Jason. You should know these things.
I didn't take that many pictures, if I'm being honest. I should have taken more, but they were really cute.
Oh,
This guy was cruising. That's a sea otter. They have weaker bad legs.
Ready?
Yeah. Oh, wow. It's been running.
Oh, okay. Call the Committee on Oversight back to order in the Frankie Sudol Papa Conference Room, in person and via Zoom, here July 30th. Already, and we're on agenda item 7B. You guys can hear me okay, right? Okay, sounds good. Already, bear with me. I took a picture of this, so it's going to be a little messy. All right. Senator Atkinson with 1 point. Senator Hotelling with 1 point. Senator Huang with 1 point. Senator Kitsch. Nope, sorry. Senator Lucchesi with 1 point. Senator McAndrews with 1 point. Senator Miller with half a point. Senator Moore with 2 points. And Senator Packard with 2 points. And then I will update, because technically I got to update it in terms of oversight since Miceli and Kitsch missed, so technically they have half a point right now. And then, like I said, any... wait, I'm trying to think. Oh, well, technically I don't have GovOps, so I'll have to get, when the new chair gets elected tonight, I'll have to talk with them and get an updated attendance record, or talk with Travis to make sure that attendance is all up to date and stuff like that. But like I said, I'm going to read that out tonight to make sure that all the senators are aware of how many points they have. And if you guys forget, if you get 5 points, then you guys are censured, which means you guys come in here, present your case to oversight, explaining why you were absent on XYZ amount of days or whatever the reason may be. The committee on oversight decides whether we should basically punish you in a way. In my time that I've been here, we've maybe only had like 2 censures in 3 years. So it's pretty rare. I really don't want to censure anybody, and I don't want us to get to that point. So, any points, comments, questions, concerns, objective facts, comments, opinions, anything? All right.
Thinking people would probably benefit if we went over again what the points like actually mean at the meeting, at least.
I will, yeah. I'll make sure. Let's see. Anything else in regards to points? Alrighty. Moving past that. Actually, no. Before I adjourn us and public comment and all that stuff, is there any points of discussion, any comments, any points of concerns from chairs, anything you guys want to talk about? Senator Castro?
One of you guys, I guess we'll have to wait actually until more people are here, but do we have our set schedules yet for the fall, and what are we leaning towards making our regular meeting, and is it going to be at the same time?
Are you asking me?
Just generally, I suppose.
Oh. Yeah, that's something I'm pretty much going to say until we start fall at every meeting. One of the things I'm just going to continuously say. Chairs, please get your when to meet sent out so you guys can have your meetings booked. And with that, too, you guys would be able to book the PCR ahead in advance because it's a pain to go through the Joe and go through Pack Life and all that stuff. So if you guys are able to book the PCR and have a date and time booked, you can just do a reoccurring meeting. And you guys don't got to deal with anything. So I highly, highly recommend if you guys have not sent out when to meets, please do that, because again, I don't want us to get to fall and then we're a weekend, it's like, oh well, I haven't sent out a when to meet, I haven't really planned anything. So I just want you guys to be prepared and be ready for once we start fall so we can hit the ground running. But yeah, anything else? No? Alrighty. Moving on to agenda item 8, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Please state your name and position for the record.
Thank you, Speaker Ackland. Luis Aguilar, Real Associate Director, for the record. I want to encourage all of you, you have passed legislation recently that gives you a lot of teeth on those absences and those point memos. Don't let it fester. The sooner you address it, the better everybody's going to be moving forward. So please don't hesitate to use what you've already passed in legislation. And then secondly, just want to echo what Speaker Allen said. It's coming fast. We're 3 weeks out from Nevada Fit, so please get your committee scheduled for the semester.
Yep. Thank you. In regards to, actually, I kind of want to say this just for the record. I've been pretty lenient with you guys in terms of outreach and points and everything like that. I've been pretty lenient. But once we hit fall, it's going to be a different story. Summer and spring is not at all the same as how it is in fall. I mean, technically, Levy's the only one who's been here when we had fall, and it's a completely different ballgame. Am I wrong? No, yeah. So, like I said, I've been pretty lenient, but once we start fall, it's like if you guys are gonna accumulate a bunch of stuff, then you know I'm gonna have to bring the gavel down, unfortunately. But I don't want to do that. I want us all to be working on the same page and make sure we're accomplishing the same goals. So yeah, I just wanted to say that kind of for the record, I guess.
Yeah, it's tough on crime.
Yeah, tough on crime. Alrighty, anything else? Alrighty. That being said, we're going to be moving on to agenda item 9, adjournment. I adjourn this committee on oversight July 30th at 1:20. 8 p.m. in the Frankie Pseudo Papa Conference Room and via Zoom. Alrighty, I'll see you guys tonight.